Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thanks for watching. Only one thing on the docket. That's right. Lori Vallow waived her preliminary hearing. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk. Thanks for watching. As always, we'd ask if you haven't done so already, hit that subscribe button, hit that like, and leave me a comment. That's right, one thing on the dock today. Lori Vallow waived her preliminary hearing.
This is Lori Noreen Vallow, a.k.a. Lori Noreen Daybell. This is a remote hearing that was scheduled this morning. My name is Judge Edens here on the remote Zoom hearing. We have Mr. Wood appearing for the state. We have Mr. Means, the attorney for the defendant. I also have Ms. Daybell appearing from Madison County and some IT people here to help us out. This matter is being streamed live via YouTube. This is, again, CR 2220-838. The court received information from the defense counsel that a waiver of preliminary hearing had been signed and executed, and that it was going to be filed today. The court set this hearing so that we could take up the matter and in due process vacate the preliminary hearing that's scheduled for next week. Ms. Daybell, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Ms. Daybell, I have in front of me a waiver of preliminary hearing that has the title on the top, State of Idaho versus Lori Noreen Vallow, AKA Lori Noreen Daybell. Do you have that document in front of you?
I do.
Ms. Daybell, I can barely hear you. Do you mind speaking up?
I do.
Ms. Daybell, there are two charges on that document, count one and count two, and there are 14 separate paragraphs that are listed on there. Is that the document you have in front of you?
Yes.
Ms. Daybell, did you get a chance to review this document in full with your attorney, Mr. Means?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about the document?
No.
Ms. Daybell, on page two of the document, under paragraph 14, it designates nothing. I just want to make sure that that handwritten thing of nothing was there at the time you signed this. Is that correct?
It was.
Did you say it was?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And it just below that, there is a designation that I understand these rights, and by signing below, I waive my right to a preliminary hearing. It has a printed name, and then it has a signature above that. Is that your signature?
Yes, it is.
And then you dated July 17th, 2020. Is that the date that you signed this document?
Yes.
Right below that, Mr. Means, there's a signature of an attorney. That is your signature, is that right?
It is, Your Honor.
All right, on the date there, it shows 7-17-29. I'm assuming that's a typo, is that correct?
Yes, the 29 is a typo, it should be 20, you're correct.
All right, based upon that, via interlineation, I'm just gonna cross out the nine and put a zero there. Mr. Wood, any objection to you making that change?
I'm sorry, Judge, what's that?
I said, any objection to me interlineating that?
No objection, thank you.
July 17th, 2020. Ms. Daybell, do you have any questions about this document at all today?
No.
Do you understand what a waiver of a preliminary hearing is and what this document represents?
Yes.
And you're doing this freely and voluntarily, is that correct?
Yes.
You understand that there will be no preliminary hearing that is currently scheduled for Monday and Tuesday, that will be vacated, do you understand that?
Correct.
You also understand that you'll be bound over to the district court where an arraignment will be scheduled in front of Judge Boyce. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Means, anything else we need to take up today?
No, the only thing I'd add, Your Honor, is when the documents were signed back on the 17th of July, that was purely for logistics reasons, given the distance between the office and where Ms. Daybell is currently in detention.
That's understood. I appreciate that clarification. Mr. Wood, anything else that we need to do here on the record today?
No, not from the state.
All right, that will take care of it. We'll send notice out of the arraignment date. Mr. Means, if there's a specific date that you'd like us to consider, please let us know and we'll take that into consideration in scheduling this. Otherwise, we'll be adjourned pending that arraignment date in front of Judge Boyce. Thank you all for appearing today.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Now, why do you all come to Crime Talk to watch what I have to say? Well, because if you go back and you look, who said this? I did. Lori Vallow will waive her preliminary hearing because the co-defendant, Chad DeBell, has already got the information. No need to go and do it all over again. Who called it? That's right, this guy. And if you can trust me that I'm giving you the right information, you should do what I always tell you to do and go to crimetalksearch.com and sign up for that background subscription where you can search anonymously as many names as you want, as many people as you want, get information regarding telephone numbers, social media, email addresses, as well as criminal history, property records, and divorce records. You need to know who you're dealing with. You know that I'm giving you the straight scoop. Go to crimetalksearch.com. That's all we've got today, and I apologize it was so quick, but I am actually still in the middle of a hearing via Zoom, and that's why I had to abbreviate it today. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.